On the other end of the phone line is Mr. Sam Toya. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Good morning, Mr. Toya. How are you?
Good morning. One day at a time. One day at a time.
That's the best way to take it. But in a few days, Illinois will move into Phase 3. That's the recovery phase of Governor Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan. That happens on Friday. Restaurants and bars can reopen, but they're limited to outdoor dining. Now, there are some pretty strict guidelines in place. Owners can't just, you know, open the windows, slap on a screen door and say, okay, we're outdoors now. But I have seen some restaurants in my hometown, you know, putting picnic tables, you know, out front. So people are adapting to this kind of the best they can.
Yes, they are. So obviously we saw the governor, you know, roll out his outdoor operational guidelines to provide, you know, to provide restaurants so they can have their team prioritize health and safety while allowing our state's eating and drinking establishments, you know, to bring customers and their team members back to work and customers back to their place. So we're looking forward to this. This is, you know, this is a step in the right direction. So we're very happy for this.
Now, I printed out and read the IDPH guidelines, and it says, and correct me if I'm wrong, customers will be limited to parties of six or less, but there's no set capacity limit for the restaurant. Now, that rule almost seems kind of at a cross purpose there, and I'm not sure I understand. What are your thoughts on that?
All right, I can explain that. So what we're doing, and it goes back to the local municipalities throughout the state. So the number one thing all scientists and doctors will tell you is social distancing. So what some local municipalities are looking at is obviously we're doing outdoor dining at first. So, and they're giving them room to, you know, spread onto other driveways, to spread onto the street, to spread onto parking lots. So as long as it's 6 feet apart, it's all right. Some places do already have cafes or outdoor dining. Some don't. So you need to work with your local municipality, see if you get more sidewalk, use the sidewalk next to your neighbor, you know, if they are not a restaurant, maybe they're a dog care place and that you could use the sidewalk in front of it. As long as we have social distancing, 6 feet or more with six people or less, that's how you can have no, you know, that's why you don't have an occupancy on it.
But what about the parties of six or less? I mean, I have, you know, mom, dad, and my two brothers, that's five. If we want to take grandma and grandpa out to supper, we got to leave, you know, grandma at home.
No, not really. What you would have to do then is probably sit at two different tables.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you would probably have to do because they're, you know, because they're limiting it to six or less. And then well, also on that six or less too, Robert, is that you can't like sit three people that come and three people that come. Yeah, the six people have to come together. So you're not sitting people together that don't want to be sit together, you know, sat together as
right.
Well.
Now, the guidelines for IDPH are about seven pages. Aside from social distancing, it seems a lot of these guidelines are things that at least I hope restaurants are already doing. You know, I mean, for example, on page two, the guidelines 4A through 4K are just situations, you know, where employees should just wash their hands.
Sure. So obviously, all your listeners know we are very heavily regulated and frequently inspected by public health officials on a regular basis. So the restaurant industry is one of the most regulated business out there. Restaurant owners, restaurant operators are ready to go into America 2.0. So, yes, they do put in the guidelines, make sure you're washing your hands every 30 minutes for 20 seconds. So what it's saying is, obviously, again, we're highly regulated. So, obviously, when you take your gloves off, you know, put new gloves on. When you're in the kitchen, you wash your hands. Obviously, when you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands. Obviously, when you touch dirty dishes, you wash your hands. But what they're saying now is no matter what, even if you don't do any of the things I just laid out, you still need to wash your hands every 30 minutes for 20 seconds. So that's what they're driving home. Again, restaurant owners, restaurant operators know we're going into America 2.0, and we are ready to, you know, serve our customers and team members, because all restaurant owners and operators will tell you the number one concern is the health and safety of team members and their guests.
You know, even though restaurants are champing at the bit to get back in business, to get some cash through their doors, I know there has to be at least a tiny bit of doubt or at least hesitation in the back of their minds. And we've all seen it at least a dozen times on TV, at least. You know, word gets out about a roach in a plate of spaghetti, right? It ruins the business. I know some of those restaurant owners have the same fears, but instead of the roach, it's COVID-19. And it's the constant, you know, what if, the second guessing. Do you think that's going to be part of this new, you know, America 2.0?
Yeah, again, one thing, again, we are highly regulated and frequently inspected by public health officials on a regular basis. And here in the state of Illinois, we're all about training, SurfSafe training. Like, every person that works in a restaurant and touches food has to go through a food handler class. There's a manager on duty that goes through a health food handler management class as well. So we are a very progressive state when it comes to training a food handler. Every state throughout the nation does not do this. We do this in Illinois. So Illinois is ready for America 2.0. We're all about training, SurfSafe training, and like I said, we are highly regulated business, and restaurant owners and operators always care about the health and safety of their team members and guests at all times.
We're talking with Sam Toy. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We've heard so much about shortages. You know, first it was the shortage on toilet paper, then hand sanitizer, then PPE. Now there's a concern over the availability of fresh meat because several of the large meat packing plants had to shut down due to outbreaks of COVID-19. You know, I think when people go out to eat, they don't think of the food traveling much farther than the kitchen to the plate. But as you and I both know, it travels on trucks, hundreds, maybe even thousands of miles. As people go out to eat, do you see any problems with the food suppliers keeping up with this increased demand?
You know, so obviously, supply chain distributors are, that is concerning. And again, we don't know the full impact about that, but I have talked to colleagues like in Texas and Tennessee and Missouri, and some plants have closed, and we may see a reduced supply of chicken, beef, and pork. There's no question about that. Obviously, we'll have a better understanding of these issues when more restaurants get reopened throughout the state, in the next week, next 10 days. But again, I think everyone needs to be smart and focused on what they need for their restaurants. So, yes, there's definitely is a shortage out there. Again, restaurants, when they reopen, need to talk with their suppliers like the Sysco's and the U.S. Foods and the Gordon Food Service Performance to see, how much, shortage there could be. But I have heard from counterparts in other states that there is a shortage out there of, chicken, beef, and pork.
Now, reflecting back on the spring session, one of the few bipartisan things to come out of Springfield last week had to do with food service, and that was cocktails to go.
Yes, that was very, 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 very good. So now, if you, order from one of your favorite neighborhood restaurants throughout the state here, you could order a cocktail to go. You could order a margarita to go, a Manhattan to go. So that was very, very good. So again, besides getting wine or beer delivered, now you can get a cocktail to go, a mixed cocktail delivered to your house. So that was very helpful. State Senator Sarah Feigenholz passed it. I was a sponsor in the Senate, and State Rep Lindsay LaPointe in the House passed it, and it passed with huge numbers. So everyone wanted this throughout the state.
By the way, we're at Country Air Drive here in Carterville, if anyone's listening and able to deliver. The Illinois Restaurant Association has a lot of tools available to restaurant owners for legal advice, training, stuff like that. Where's the best place for them to go to get some insight on that kind of thing?
Yes, please reach out to us at all times. We put out a daily newsletter of what's going on. You can go to our website. Everyone's a member right now. So it's IllinoisRestaurantsWithAN.S.org. IllinoisRestaurantsWithAN.S.org. We're here to serve the hospitality restaurant industry here in the state of Illinois.
We've been speaking with Sam Toy, the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Mr. Toy, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, and everyone stay safe. We will beat this virus, and we want to make sure that our restaurants are ready to give the great customer experience you only can have here in the state of Illinois. So we'll beat it. Stay positive, and social distancing.